right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning.
Kelly, are you on your microphone?
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Kelly, I can't hear you.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Kelly, hit your microphone.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Hey, there
you are. The best equipment in the business right there. Here we are. Today's Friday, December the 13th of 2019. Yes, it is Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
So we're going to be spooky and scary, more scary than normal this morning.
Yes.
I thought about something. I was walking through the toy aisle because evidently I have to go to the store every day at this point in my life. But there was something I saw that was like such a bright spot in my childhood that when I showed it to Kyle, I'm like, hey, do you want to get this and take it home and play? He's like, no, Dad, that looks lame.
Oh.
So we'll get into that as we go throughout the show this morning. Kelly has gone dress shopping. And if you know Kelly, she
rarely
will wear a dress. So we'll go through the struggles of that because I know that's always a struggle. Kai, my son, is in a lot of trouble because he likes the Alexa device and he likes to aggravate my wife. So we'll get into that. There's a Starbucks barista who has quit via song. Now we're going to have to edit this song because, well, some words might be inappropriate, but the barista stood in front of the entire store and quit. So all of that on the show this morning. We thank you for having us on.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 2006 and Alan Jackson had the number one song in country music on this day.
Well, it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
I've seen Alan Jackson in concert. It's a big old dude, man. It's a little bitty.
A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
If there's ever been a song I relate to, it's that one. Alan Jackson and Little Bitty. Number one on this day in 2006.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it seems like this is the kind of time where I like to give the most personal stories of my life right around this time in the morning. It's fresh on my mind.
Okay.
So I want to give you another edition of Brandon Baxter Cries.
I can't wait.
I didn't expect this one. We're trying to watch TV last night. And actually, I have audio from the couch. This is me last night. That's me. So Ellen's got this TV show called Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways, right? And we've seen the different celebrities who were going to be on there, and it's all sweet and stuff like that. And there was a story, and I turned it on, and I'm thinking, oh, this is kind of, I don't know, sweet TV for the holidays, but I didn't think I'd get really emotional. There's a story of Sophia and Brian. Sophia and Brian go out. They're about to get married. They're playing out in the ocean, and Brian does a flip. Well, something happens. He breaks his neck. The next thing Sophia sees is he's floating on top of the water. He has to be pulled out of the water, goes in, paralyzed from the neck down, right? And they're showing him in the hospital, and they're just saying all he could do was nod his head or blink his eyes. And they told him not to quit, right? So I'm going, oh my gosh, and she's crying. And then you see they come back to the live audience, and she's in the audience. Sophia's in the audience. And Ellen starts to talk to Sophia about that day where her soon-to-be husband was paralyzed in the water. This is what it sounded like last night.
I can't imagine what that moment was when that happened, because you're just having fun playing around, and then all of a sudden...
Your life changes completely.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was the worst day of our lives.
Yeah, that's only half the story, though. So I want to meet your husband. So, Brian, come on out here.
He's walking out. Everyone's in tears at this point.
You're amazing.
He's waving to everybody. Again, he was paralyzed from the neck down.
Gosh.
We had had the show on for maybe 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And when you know when something can hook you within 3 minutes and make you tear up like that. And I look over and my wife, who has a heart of stone,
oh, Brandon.
Even she had started to cry. Literally, we had been watching 3 minutes.
That's awesome.
It was a really sweet story.
Ellen is so good with that stuff.
No, she was awesome. Justin Timberlake was on there. Mm. They brought people out from the Stax School in Memphis. And this guy who had, you know, basically grown up in not the greatest environment, he's given a $50,000 scholarship. They give something like, I don't know if it was $150,000 or $250,000 to the Stax School. Everybody's crying at that point. Jason Momoa was on this one right here with Sophia and Brian. So David would love that part.
Right. He loves Jason Momoa.
It was really good. If you see any of these maybe replaying, or maybe you can find them on video on demand, if you want one of those feel good holiday type stories where you're like, you know what? There are good people out there doing good things. This show, it's called Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways. It was a feel good moment, but it did make me cry a little bit. Are my eyes puffy this morning?
I mean, they're better than they have been.
You're supposed to say no.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I do want to say that Kelly Perry is no longer allowed to approve photos that we take.
What did I do?
Well, you suck at it.
What did I do?
Dr. Kevin Reed, our buddy from Vet Care, shows up yesterday and he comes in the studio and he brings us a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. It was a deal where you bought a dozen, you got another dozen for $1.
And they were still warm.
Oh, they were amazing. And I probably, over the course of a couple hours, had six of them. Had a six pack.
Oh.
But anyway, so we're going to take a picture with Dr. Reed. He's going to be in the middle holding the deal. And we have this little setup that we do in the studio. We put it up on the stand and take the picture. Typically, I approve it. For some reason, I don't know why Kelly was so insistent on hitting the buttons and taking the picture. It was like she was 7 years old and she wanted to have full control. So she tells me, oh, it's a great picture. It's a great picture. Kevin leaves. I go to post my picture to social media.
What's wrong with it?
Kelly, I'm doing something with my eyes that is not natural.
Okay, hang on, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going, wide-eyed. And you approved it.
There is nothing
no,
wrong with that.
No, that is not how I pose. That is not it. And I will never allow you to approve a photo again.
So silly.
But I felt like because Kevin came in, I had to post it.
Of course. It's a thank you.
He brought a gift. But man, I'm making a face like I've never been in front of a camera before.
I wanted to show people your other side.
Oh, yeah. The stupid looking side. You can see all sides of us on our social media, Instagram and Twitter. Brandon on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Happy birthday to Taylor Swift, who celebrates today. She's awesome and gave a great speech last night. She accepted the Billboard Woman of the Decade Award, which is a really big deal. Taylor's 30. She goes through this 15-minute speech, and there are great parts. Basically, it's a great speech all the way through, but there was one part where she really talked about how there was a point she was early in her career, everybody loved her, and then she realized as she became more successful, there came more criticism. Mm-hmm. And she really feels that's partly due to the fact that she is a female, and the guys don't get treated the same way. Here's Taylor Swift last night accepting the Billboard Woman of the Decade Award.
At that time, I couldn't understand why this wave of harsh criticism had hit me so hard. I believe a popular headline back then was a Swift backlash, which is clever. You got to give it to him. And now I realize that this is just what happens to a woman in music if she achieves success or power beyond people's comfort level. I now have come to expect that with good news comes some sort of pushback, but I didn't know that then. So then I decided that I would be the only songwriter on my third album, Speak Now, and that I would tour constantly, work on my vocals every day, and perfect my stamina in a live show. I decided I would be what they said I couldn't be. I didn't know then that soon enough people would decide on something else I wasn't quite doing right. And then the circle would keep going on and rolling along, and I would keep accommodating, overcorrecting in an effort to appease my critics.
This is Taylor Swift.
They're saying I'm dating too much in my 20s. Okay, I'll stop. I'll just be single for years. Now they're saying my album Red is filled with too many breakup songs. Okay, I'll make one about moving to New York and deciding that really my life is more fun with just my friends. Oh, they're saying my music is changing too much for me to stay in country music. All right. Okay, here's an entire genre shift and a pop album called 1989.
Wow.
Oh. You heard it? Sick. Now it's that I'm showing you too many pictures of me with my friends. Okay, I can stop doing that too. Now I'm actually a calculated manipulator rather than a smart businesswoman? Okay, I'll disappear from public view for years. Now I'm being cast as a villain to you? Okay, here's an album called Reputation, and there are lots of snakes everywhere. In the last 10 years, I have watched as women in this industry are criticized and measured up to each other and picked at for their bodies, their romantic lives, their fashion. Or have you ever heard someone say about a male artist, I really like his songs, but I don't know what it is. There's just something about him I don't like.
It's a really great speech. And again, she goes on and really, I think for especially women and really anybody who's going through any type of struggle, this is the kind of thing we should watch, because she stands up there with that strength and says that she's basically had to overcome so much. It's Taylor Swift accepting the Woman of the Decade Award from Billboard. And it's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Got your gossip on Rihanna. So Amazon just spent $25 million to make sure they own the rights for a documentary about Rihanna.
Wow.
The director's name is Peter Berg, and apparently he's been working on the project since 2017, and he's actually worked with and traveled with Rihanna since 2012.
Whoa.
So I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but think about everything she's done. She's been in movies, and she's kind of mysterious. She didn't give people a lot about her. So in a recent interview, he said he talked about some of the amazing places that she has traveled and also mentioned one of the traumatic moments that they experienced together. And I'm thinking a lot of that is going to be on the documentary, and it hasn't been titled. There's not a release date yet, but I bet it's going to be something that's very, very interesting.
Oh, yeah, and $25 million?
Right.
That's a huge price tag for a documentary. Yeah. So congratulations to the team right there with Rihanna. And if you're a fan of The Office, we didn't expect this. It's like a Christmas gift from The Office.
Yes.
So Michael Scarn was Michael Scott's alias, his alter ego. He was going to write a movie, Threat Level Midnight. And in one of the episodes in season 7, we see, you know, multiple minutes of Threat Level Midnight, but we never saw the full movie. I didn't realize they had shot more of it. Y'all, it's 24 minutes of Threat Level Midnight. Michael Scarn and the team from The Office. And you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com. If you're a fan of The Office, you'll love this. It's new stuff.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You ever go through your time hop and you're like, wait, I don't remember doing that.
Yes.
Oh, here's a time hop of me and Red Wolf Mark.
Aw.
That guy's everywhere. Mm-hmm. I see him in the store. I saw him the other day. I went in to buy donuts and he was eating donuts. So Red Wolf Mark calls into the show and he always wants tickets to something.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me the other day that when we get set for Jason Aldean, that's coming up on February 29th, he wants to come in and have a competition against David the Barrel Boy.
Oh, a competition.
To see if he can beat him for tickets.
I wonder what kind of competition.
Well, I don't know. He wanted to sing. He actually mentioned that to me.
Hmm.
And I was like, well, what would we sing? And I guess, you know, he was thinking that, you know, singing some Jason Aldean songs would be the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, which Jason Aldean song would you want to sing? And let me find it, because of course it's not set up all the way. But I'm like, so, you know, you got to pick a song. If you're going to sing a Jason Aldean song, which one would you like to sing?
And
I don't know why this is so tough for me right now. He picked this one. It's his favorite Jason Aldean song.
I almost think I've heard him sing this before.
Yeah, this is Jason Aldean, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun.
Does that sound like Jason Aldean?
Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea.
Hang on.
This is Kenny Chesney.
I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust.
Come on now.
Look at her face. She ain't a fool in me.
Here we go, everybody, it's Friday.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me.
I don't know. makes any sense to give away Jason Aldean tickets with a Kenny Chesney song.
You know
song.
What? I don't think it does.
You imagine that teaser, the promo? Listen for your chance to win. We have your chance to win tickets to go see Jason Aldean. Just listen for us to play Kenny Chesney. Doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly was saying that the holidays really stress her out because of family. So I wanted to go through the most stressful things about the holidays to let you know that your life is normal. So Kelly, you're normal.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
I know much of the time you don't feel like you're normal based on your family. What? But you are. The most stressful things about the holidays that we're all about to have to go through or are already going through, shopping for gifts. Really stressful, right?
Yes.
Traveling and visiting family, which is what Kelly was saying. Extra cooking, dealing with crowds and long lines. They say attending parties and social events you might not really want to go to. All stressful. Family photos, family politics, fitting in extra work, you know, you're trying to make some extra money. Hosting family and friends at your house. And they say that, and for a lot of people, this might not make sense, but it makes perfect sense for me. A big thing that's stressful around the holidays is receiving gifts.
Really?
Y'all, I'm a good gifter. I'm really not a good receiver.
As in, you're scared that you're not going to like them, and then you're scared that you're not going to act appropriately. You're not going to win the Oscar or the Golden Globe.
1,000%. Every time somebody gives me a gift, I want to go behind the tree to open it.
Just in case they really know you and know if you're really
yes.
not impressed.
Well, I mean, like, what if somebody gives you, like, oh, let's open up this box if they've taken time to wrap. And it's nice wrapping paper, but the wrapping paper costs more than the gift. Oh, thank you for the Brut cologne. I appreciate that. Just what I've always wanted. A new loofah, thank you. Because, and there's times like my wife knows me the best, right? So she'll have this idea and she'll get all excited about a gift that she wants to give me. And she will think I don't react big enough. So then I feel like I have to overreact.
Oh my God!
Like, what do you want me to do? Get up and do cartwheels around the living room?
Somersaults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I like it, thank you.
I can see you getting stressed out over that and pictures.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, pictures.
Yes. Family pictures. You just want one decent picture where everyone's smiling. That's
well, then if you have
too.
To bring in the extended family, right? Like, everybody has to get in there?
All the kids, all the cousins.
Let me tell you the truth. If there's 15 people in the picture, I don't care about anybody but me.
Oh,
and Kai.
Goodness.
Like, okay, it's not a great picture of you. Well, it's going on my
Everyone's
social media.
Everyone's eyes closed but mine. That's it.
Guess whose social media it is. If it's my picture, it's going on my social media. I'm the most important.
That's so wrong.
It's true.
I know it is.
The holidays can be stressful. Hopefully we're here to maybe help you de-stress a little bit. Make you wake up and smile this morning, or at least make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, thanks.
Because heaven forbid I open a gift that I'm not sure if I like it. What should I do? Somersault, here I go!
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a guy was working at a Subway in New Mexico when a man and woman in masks killed the power of the store, busted inside, threatened the guy, and robbed the place. Okay, so they cut all the power. But as they were yelling at him, the guy recognized one of their voices. It was his coworker, Lorena. He called the police, and they tracked down Lorena with the guy she was with, a 19-year-old named Angelo. Well, they admitted that they robbed the Subway, and the police say Lorena told them she did it because, quote, she wanted to teach one of the employees a lesson about what could happen late night in that part of town.
That's crazy.
Well, they didn't believe her, and Lorena and Angelo were both arrested for robbery. But speaking of Subway and sandwiches, I was eating a cheese sandwich yesterday and cut my mouth.
You did?
That's what I get for eating sharp cheddar.
OMG.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Is anybody else excited that it's a Friday?
Me.
Is anybody nervous that today is Friday the 13th?
No.
No?
You are.
No superstition?
Mm-mm.
Not at all?
No.
Maybe good stuff happens today.
Yeah.
Like, this is the day Taylor Swift was born.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. Mm-hmm. This is the day that Randy Owen from Alabama was born.
That's a great day, too.
This is the day that Sugar Bear from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo was born. I know all of them. Mm-hmm. I'm personal friends.
We know.
So we'll celebrate birthdays coming up here in a few minutes. I do want to give you a heads up. My son is me, and I realize I am, from what my mother tells me, I'm my dad and my uncle. So basically, our characteristics as we age become our parents. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, I had a funny dad. So Kai is funny, too, because his dad's funny.
Is that how you're going to kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leslie's become her mom. You've become your mom. What?
Not fully.
Now you have a year or two left, but still. So my wife is cleaning the house. All I ever do is clean the house. I feel like all I do is clean.
Yeah, I understand how that
goes. So that's what she says. And that's probably relatable to a lot of people, right? So I get home and it's lunch and she wants to turn on the Christmas music, which you know how that is, right? So we have the Alexa device in our house. And she's like, Alexa, play Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. You. Kai's playing his game, right? It's lunch. Leslie's cleaning even harder now, right?
She's like dancing as she's cleaning.
Like, y'all, the floor is as clean as it's ever been. She's all excited. Kai walks into the kitchen and says, Alexa, stop.
In the mid of the mop, as she's kind of dancing and mopping, it stops.
Because Alexa listens. Alexa, play NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Alexa, stop!
I would go fight him.
It is so funny and so creative, though. Because when you get into that mood and you're all happy with the song, because anybody can tell it to stop.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Did you put your son up to this?
I've never thought of it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Like, I would do that if I would have thought about it first. I'd be a little more subtle with it. Let me show you how I would do it. Hey, Alexa, play Katy Perry, Cozy Little Christmas. I don't need diamonds, no sparkling. So Leslie's dancing around, right? New Christmas stuff. I'd walk by and whisper. You can't find this Alexa, stop.
She listens to whispers?
Alexa hears everything. It's the weirdest thing. I could be in the other room and halfway whisper it, and Alexa still does stuff.
That's scary.
Alexa, tell me you love me.
Does she do that too?
Oh, yeah. My Alexa really likes me. So, just a heads up. Aww, if you want
to
play...
You had to buy an Alexa.
To get love. You know, when you think about that, that's kind of sad. But anyway, it's a funny trick to play on people if they have an Alexa device and they're all into the music.
Alexa, stop.
And it stops instantly and it irritates them and it's funny. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. Friday, December the 13th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Boston Jenkins. Of Jonesboro, Tracy Higgins from Jonesboro. Jenny Miller of Pocahontas, happy birthday and love from Aunt Megan. Bryson Carter of Jonesboro celebrates. Jeremiah Carter is 8 years old. Nana Betty loves you. Tara Blevins of Swifton. We have Keegan Parrish of Newark turning 7. Andrea Needham of Bradford turns 12 years old today. Celebrating tomorrow, Brittany Rocha.
Happy birthday.
31 years old from Jonesboro.
Works with us.
She does at Joey Perry Martial Arts. Sam Lewis of Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Travis Adams from Jonesboro. Cody Epps from Wynn. Vincent Young from Monette. Courtney Stage Bono is 21. Steve Bizzard of Jonesboro celebrates tomorrow as well. Celebrating on Sunday, Tiffany Tabor.
Happy birthday.
Of Jonesboro, Ryan McCorkle will celebrate on Sunday. Michelle Case of Jonesboro, Diane Harris from Jonesboro, and Jennifer Jacobs of Wynn has a birthday on Sunday as well. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Today, Taylor Swift is 30 years old.
Let's do some Taylor.
Our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out it, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is
Billboard's
a way you live,
woman of the decade, Taylor Swift. Happy birthday.
Amy Lee is 38 from Evanescence.
Ooh, I loved Evanescence. From Little Rock, like the band, I think. Amy Lee of Evanescence, 38.
Jamie Foxx is 52 today.
Happy birthday.
NeNe Leakes is 52 from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Randy Owen is 70 today.
Ooh, we should do some Randy Owen.
Take me down.
Alabama, y'all.
Where I want to be. Turn around.
Turn around.
This man who lives inside of me.
Take me down and love me all night long. Hold me close and make me strong.
Take me down.
He's one of the biggest supporters of St. Jude.
Take me down tonight.
Randy Owen, 70 years old today.
Tomorrow, Tori Kelly will be 27.
Ooh, she did the song with Chris Lane.
You're a drive real slow down an old lane.
She's good, too.
To a house on a hill where the wild things grow. You'll wake up in pajamas, not a trace of makeup on you. You're help her fix it, having breakfast with my mommy, or a take back home.
Tori Kelly, she was in that song right there. She's 27.
Vanessa Hudgens is 31. That's Gabriella in the High School Musical movies, and Rizzo in Grease Live. Dee Wallace is 71. That's Elliot's mom in E.T.
She's also Jana Kramer's mom in Christmas in Louisiana.
Well.
So I just watched her like a week and a half ago.
That's so cool. What? What? That's great.
We're friends.
And on Sunday, Adam Brody is 40. That was Seth Cohen on The OC. And Don Johnson will be 70 on Sunday. That was Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice.
Way back in the day. He was Nash Bridges, too.
Yes.
That was a big show like in the 2000s.
Right.
Back to Taylor Swift. Happy birthday, Taylor.
You think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song, the one we dance to all night long.
I always love that song.
The moon like a spotlight.
Taylor Swift.
Smile, so
I'm gonna post my picture with Taylor.
And I said, honey, you'll take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run.
So Taylor Swift is 30. You know, my favorite band of all time is Alabama. If you think I'm only playing one Alabama this morning, you're crazy. Alabama fans, here we go.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
That lead guitar is hot, but not far, Louisiana man.
Radio in 70.
So rosin' up that bowl for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas,
you gotta have a fiddle in the band, right?
Closer you get, oh baby, the further I fall.
Come on now.
I'll be over the edge.
You like that one? You like
no
Roll On? That one. Here we go.
We were walking in
high cots. There's so many
old
good ones, right?
Are not forgotten.
Like this one.
Oh, play me
it's Randy Owens up there.
Music.
It's a throwback.
Like grandma and grandpa used to play.
We should play one an hour today.
Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
And of course, you have to play this
Sing
one.
It. Song, song of the South.
Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.
Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
I have a picture with Randy Owen too. I'll share that.
Play it.
I'm Instagram fire, man. I'm telling you, Instagram fire.
Fire. Lit.
No, I'm not lit. I'm Instagram fire. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and on Twitter.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
Okay, fine.
Country music news
on Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, a super cute couple together. We talked about how they want to get married. There's still a couple of hurdles they have to jump over to get to that point. But they have put out a duet, a new song, and it's called Nobody But You. It's Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani together, and this is what it sounds like.
I don't want to live without you.
So it's basically them looking out over a field in Oklahoma, right? You can see Blake, and Blake's kind of Blaking it, right? He's got the hat on and stuff like that. But to think that Gwen Stefani, who's typically like pop princess,
right,
has on the baseball cap, it's a really cute cover. You can check out the full song this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Well, Brandon, you're going to be really excited because Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn is coming out with a solo album. It's going to be released January 10th. It's called Redone. Get it? Re-D-U-N-N.
Yes,
Redone.
Like, yeah, it's cool.
And he did a cover of Eric Clapton's song, Wonderful Tonight. Here's what it sounds like.
Ooh, good. This is a great song anyway.
It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear.
His voice is so cold.
She puts on her makeup, brushes her long blonde hair.
You know the song.
And then she asks me, do I look all
it's
right?
A great slow dance.
And I say yes, you look wonderful.
So basically he said, if you put together a group of songs that define the soundtrack of my life, this is what it's going to look like. So the album that he's going to do, that's how it's going to be. So he says it's a passion project for him. But you can listen to the full song. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
And Thomas Rhett has announced his 2020 tour. It's the Center Point Road Tour. It looks like the closest he's going to be to us is July 17th in St. Louis. Yeah, everything else is kind of a little bit further away unless you want to go to Tampa.
Okay.
Or maybe Hartford, Connecticut. Or maybe you want to go to Canada. But anyway, St. Louis on July the 17th. Thomas Rhett also made an appearance on the Stephen Colbert Show, Late Night with Stephen Colbert. And he did a new song off his album called Notice. This is what it sounded like.
And it makes you miss me even when you're with me. Feels like something's broken. I know I've been acting easily distracted. I wish I could focus. You think that I don't notice how you brush your hair out of your green eyes. The way you blush when you drink red wine. The way you smile when you try to bend the truth. You think that I don't notice all the songs you sing underneath your breath. You still tear up at a beat sunset.
Ooh, I like that too. You can check out that performance video from Stephen Colbert and all of the tour dates for Thomas Rhett on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I just now found my photo of me and Taylor Swift backstage. And it's what they call the vibe room at the time, right? So it's her backstage area, but it's not like some kind of boring meet and greet area. She had it decorated with all the stuff that she wanted and foosball tables and food and all this kind of really neat stuff, right? And we got to go back there and meet her and hang out with her and all that. And I look back on it now thinking, wow, I was frumpy at this point.
Let me see.
My wife was pregnant, but I was frumpy.
Okay, so this isn't the concert where you left your wife in the bathroom to go meet the star?
No, that was Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
I left her for Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
But for this one, she actually got to go back there. She was pregnant. My wife was pregnant.
And y'all met a lot of stars as she was pregnant.
Yeah. So the deal was we were talking to Taylor about the baby and stuff like that. This is before Kai was born. And we said, what would you name a baby if this was your baby? And she picked the name Ella.
Really?
So Kai was going to be Ella.
Aww.
But then Kai was a boy, and I didn't think that Ella was going to work quite as well for a boy.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to have the picture up on my Instagram story here in just a second. Brandon on KFIN. You can check out Kelly, where she posts at least once or twice a year.
Kelly on KFIN.
What? Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're out there walking the toy aisles because Kai still hasn't given us a whole lot of ideas for Christmas.
Because he's kind of fixated on one thing, isn't he?
Yeah, go-kart. He doesn't want much.
Just one thing, Dad.
Either wants a go-kart or a dirt bike. So, all right. Thank you, buddy. Set the bar pretty high for Dad. Why don't we walk down the board game aisle and see if we can find something here you would rather have?
Right.
But we were walking through all the different toy aisles. I said, Kai, I'm just going to follow you. You lead, because I want him to, like, the stuff that he picks up is stuff he's probably interested in that he'd be excited about. So he goes over. He's looking at some different action figures and Five Nights at Freddy's and Jurassic Park, Jurassic World toys, all these different things. We end up on the aisle of the board games, and there's like Legos that are really expensive. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait a minute, were Legos that expensive when I was a kid?
Maybe not that expensive.
Because I don't think they were.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I would have had them unless I had the Fogos, like the faux Legos.
Right, the great value Legos.
Yeah, I would have bought those. Yeah. But, you know, like if you bought the real ones and you wanted the real, like, cool stuff, like here's the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Right? $200. Like, they're not making those for kids.
Right.
But anyway, so we're walking down the aisle and I find something on the shelf that I had as a kid. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this, buddy. And I'll show you the picture, see if you remember it.
Okay.
And I'm going to post it on my social media. But I was so excited because I remember my brother and my sister and I, we would spend hours and hours and hours doing this one silly little thing because it was a way to be creative and it was so innovative at the time. But it was the old school.
I loved that.
Right. Right?
Yes.
Everybody wanted this.
Yes.
And I would imagine that the majority of kids had this.
Light bright.
So I said to Kai, I'm like, here's what you do, buddy. You take these different pegs and you make your design. The light's on from behind it and your design lights up.
And the pegs are all different colors. So you can make whatever your mind decides.
You can make a dog. You can make a wrestling ring. You can make a house.
Yep.
You can make whatever you want. And he's like, no, Dad, that's lame.
Ooh.
And he walks on. And I'm standing there trying to show him light bright like it's the greatest thing ever. And he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
And then I start thinking about all those toys that we had when we were younger that our current children probably wouldn't enjoy.
I really enjoyed the game Simon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to do the lights. Now, they still have that, but I don't think it's as popular as it once was because it was like we loved it. We were so competitive with that game.
It was a great game. And so I showed him that one, I guess, a year or so ago. No interest.
Yeah.
Leslie was all excited because Simon kind of, I guess, evolved into Bop It. Remember?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The different, like you have to do the different things, pull, twist, slap, all the different things like that. And he wasn't interested in that either. Because our kids these days are so fixated on their phones and their games that like even if we were to buy him 100 Jurassic World toys, he would unbox them and he'd love them for a second, but he'd probably never play with them.
Right.
Like we played with Light Bright. We played Bop It. We played Simon.
Yeah.
We did the pogo ball.
We played with our Star Wars figures and our My Little Pony figures. We played with them.
Or He-Man. They had the Masters of the Universe set where you had that giant tree thing and you know, the tiger and all that kind of stuff. You would sit for hours and play that.
Yeah.
When the WWF, the old WWF, now WWE, put out their first action figures in like 85 or 86, I literally could play with those for 12 hours out of the day.
Yeah, it was your favorite thing.
Battleship, remember that?
Yes.
I sunk your battleship.
And now it's all electronic.
But kids, I don't even know if kids play that.
I know.
But I thought it'd be kind of fun to think back because we can all kind of go back into our memory bank and think of these things that we used to have as kids that our children today just wouldn't enjoy. They just wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
We have such fond memories of things like Light Bright. And the kids, well, they just don't care. It's up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm kind of heartbroken a little bit, thinking back on all these classic toys, things I wish I would have kept all these years. Mm-hmm. It's like, I wish I would still have, like, have the original Light Bright. I could bust it out. Like, dude, look at this cool new game.
Yeah.
We tried to make him play Yahtzee. He hates it.
Oh, I love Yahtzee too.
Skip Bo doesn't get it. Doesn't like it. It's like, oh, if it doesn't have a controller,
it's not digital,
and it's not on the phone, he doesn't care. It's up on our Facebook page, though. We want to know what basic old school toy do we used to spend so many hours playing that our kids today just think is kind of, quote, lame.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a big wedding in Kelly's family, and she's invited to it. And when did you know about this wedding?
Let me just say something first. When we start this break and you already come on the break and you're already smiling, I already feel uncomfortable.
No, there's no need to be uncomfortable. First of all, let's detail who is getting married.
My cousin, her son is getting married. She's basically like my sister, and right. her son is, it's her baby, and he's getting married, and the wedding's in Little Rock.
All right. And the wedding is what day?
Today.
All right. So the wedding is today.
Yes.
When did you get your invitation?
Like a long time ago.
3 weeks ago?
Probably before that.
3 months ago?
Probably.
1 year ago.
Well, I did get a save the date when they got married. When they got engaged. Yeah. Whoa. Hang on.
Breaking news. Okay. So you've had at least 3 months to get ready.
At least.
At least 6 months, probably.
Probably.
Okay. I mean, they have to book venues. They've known for a minute when they're going to get married. But Kelly decides that she wants to go out and look for her dress 24 hours before the wedding.
Which is not good for me.
That makes no sense.
Well, it's a timing thing. And yes, I have had time to go dress looking, just not this week. Okay.
Oh, okay. This week. Well, and you probably thought, well, you know, if I change sizes, I don't want to have my dress too early.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You're trying to.
Like if I lose 40 pounds before then, right. I mean,
yeah, you never know. Now that didn't happen.
Okay.
But yeah, so I waited till the last minute. But
what look are you going for?
I figured you would
have plenty of wedding dresses.
You're
not going to be like, you're not doing a dress like that though.
No. It's an evening wedding.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be, it can be anything.
Right.
So it can be formal. You know, I probably wouldn't wear an evening gown.
Well, that's what you wear to an evening wedding is an evening gown.
Well, it's not going to be it's not an evening gown. It's an evening dress. But the thing is, me getting in a dressing room to try on dresses, the first awkward part is me being in a store looking at dresses because until last night, I do not own but one dress.
Yeah, I can't imagine outside of an event where it's a fashion show or something like that. I just don't see you being the dress type.
I do not like wearing dresses.
Were you ever the dress type?
My mom made me wear them, but like I did not ever like them. And like I've had certain jobs where I've worn like suits and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it is not my favorite thing to wear.
Yeah.
I mean,
so not a little sundress when it's summer and hot and stuff like that?
No. No, that's not going to be me.
Okay, just checking. I don't know.
Right.
So you don't really shop for dresses very often.
No, so me just up in a store, just walking around looking at dresses, I'm like, I'm looking around and there's got to be a look on my face like someone help me because I just don't know what to do. I think I had 70 people ask me if I needed help.
And what did you say?
Yes.
Help me.
All of you.
Yes.
Help me.
Gotcha.
So I ended up trying on like 70 dresses, I think.
Oh my gosh.
And there's nothing to put you in a better mood than trying on dresses. And you can't say anything because you have breakdowns every time you enter a dressing room.
This isn't back on me, though.
Okay, but I'm just telling you.
Why are you flipping it?
Because.
Did you have a breakdown?
No.
A little bit?
It's just anyone has a breakdown when you're in there trying on dresses and you don't have the right shoes, you don't have the right undergarments, and then you have to try to figure out, okay, this would look good with these shoes. It would look good if my hair... There's just a lot girls have to do to make an outfit look good.
I get it.
Gosh, it's just stressful.
It's not like legitimately... I mean, Kylie Jenner has to work on
it too. It's why I don't go dress shopping. It's just not fun.
I want you to describe the dress that you have.
You're going to laugh already.
Is it lame?
No, I don't think it's lame.
Let me see a picture of it.
I didn't take a picture of it.
How did you not take a picture of it?
I knew you tried to see it.
I just want to see what it looks like. You're going to wear it in public. Why can't I see it?
I'm going to say this and you're going to roll your eyes.
Go ahead.
It's animal print.
Jeez.
See, I knew you'd say that.
I don't know, man.
And it's flowy. What
animal? What animal? It's a cheetah,
yes.
Isn't it?
I knew you would know. That's why I didn't want to tell you.
It's her favorite animal, the cheetah.
I'm actually trying to purchase an actual cheetah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's there's
how much
cheetah?
Print.
It's small cheetah print, so it's subtle.
So it looks like a lot.
It's subtle.
No, is it a lot?
Brandon, it's subtle.
Let me ask you. I want to go through. Stand up.
It's subtle.
Stand up.
And it's very, it's kind of like a bohemian dress. So it's very, it's kind of flowy and it's flowy.
It's flowy.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have.
So you don't see all those curves.
How long is it?
It like, it's different.
Let me guess where it goes. Let me guess before you tell me.
No, it's not down to my ankles.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say it's what it's halfway down your shin.
No. So like it's short right here, but then the back goes longer.
So okay, like, so you're covering up the back.
Yeah, you can see like my knees down, but then the back of it kind of.
How form fitting is it in the
not
legs?
Not at form fitting.
Yeah,
you know I'm not going to get anything form.
I'm just wondering. I'm trying to picture it.
It is not form fitting.
I'm trying to picture your cheetah dress.
Well. Why do you have to say it like that?
Who'd wear cheetah to a wedding?
It's not. It's subtle cheetah.
Freaking Cruella DeVille's going to walk into the wedding.
I also
you have all these people in plain dresses.
Gosh.
Here's a plain white dress.
I'm never telling you anything.
Here's a mauve dress as
I'm
the bridesmaid.
To go to the wedding now.
And here she comes in a cheetah dress. I mean, talk about somebody wanting to steal the show.
Get out of here.
You can't even go to your family's wedding and not try to steal the show.
Anyway.
You have a shawl?
No, but I have a really cute
does it have
black.
A cape?
It has a black blazer with it. It's does, really cute.
So, a blazer?
It's going to be cold.
You're wearing a blazer with a dress?
Oh my
Where's
gosh.
The dress?
Someone please help
Where is
me.
It? Where is it?
It's at my house.
That's
I'm
a
not
lie.
Going
it's in
to
your
get
car,
it.
Isn't it?
No!
Is it in your
I
car?
I would never bring it here.
Give me your keys.
Just on the fact that you would try to go out and look at it.
We actually have surveillance footage that from Kelly at the dress shop. They sent this to me because they were a little bit concerned by her actions. She had theme music that she wanted to play while she was trying on the dress and walking out to look in the mirror, and it was uncomfortable.
You were such an idiot.
She was strutting across the place. Like Carrie Underwood on stage.
Right. I had somebody with a hair dryer blowing my hair.
I don't know why you were doing that. So we'll get the dress photos when.
I don't know.
No,
maybe
you got to
post them.
No, if we talked about it, you got to share it.
Probably either late tonight or at some point this weekend. Kelly on KFIN.
Is Joey awake
what
yet?
Why are you having this music
oh,
play
that
right
is the
now?
Wrong button.
Uh-huh.
I meant to play Luke Combs. I did not mean to play that.
This is a little different than Luke Combs.
That well, it's my finger's on the wrong button.
Right.
Is your husband awake?
Probably.
I want him to bring the dress.
He's seen it.
Did he like it?
He did like it.
Was he like a little too much animal print for a wedding?
He did not say that.
Is the bride wearing animal print?
Brandon, no.
Then you shouldn't either.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm trying to find one of the people who works at the store that Kelly was at.
You are a complete moron.
Because I was told that they took a couple of photos of Kelly as she was trying these on so she could look at them.
So
no, they did it with you knowing. Oh. And I believe I have a copy that I'm going to post on my Twitter account.
There is no telling what you're about to post, and I object.
On Twitter and Instagram, you can follow me, Brandon on KFIN. Remember, Kelly's going to a wedding that's not her own, and she wants to dress like a cheetah.
I did. You. I'm leaving.
Are you dressed like a cheetah for the
no,
wedding?
No. It's just cheetah print, okay?
Do you think you'll be the only one at the wedding
no,
dressed like an animal?
I don't.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter.
So if you wonder what Kelly's dress is going to look like, she's going to another wedding tonight, and she wants to dress up in animal print.
Brandon.
I have the picture
Brandon,
of the dress.
That is not funny, that is not my dress.
How close is it?
That's not close at all.
It's it. I know it. I
you
nailed it.
You just compared me to Hillary Clinton.
Is that bad?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Evidently, people are not digging the dress that Kelly has chosen to wear to this wedding.
No, what they're not digging is you. And let me just tell you, one of my favorite people in the whole world, Brandy Garner, just said, Brandon, you're so wrong for this. Kelly, how do you deal with him?
Well, I'm going to hit the block button on her radio and block her.
Are you? There's a block button
no,
for
radio?
No, I
have radio? That power. I do. I can
oh,
block.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll block
mm-hmm.
everybody if I need to.
Mm-hmm. To keep up with your lies.
That's not a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly said she wanted to upstage the wedding tonight in
you
Little Rock.
Such.
And while everybody else is going for, you know, basically solid colors, she wants to show up in cheetah print.
If you go back and listen to the whole podcast, you'll know that all of this is a lie.
Okay, here we go.
Most of it.
This is, you hate it when I do this. Kelly, will the majority of the people at the wedding be wearing solid outfits?
Brandon, I don't know.
Kelly, what do you think the bridesmaid...
It's been a really long time since I've been to an event like this.
Speaking from past experience.
Yes.
Most of them will be wearing solids, right?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It's been a long time.
Do you think the bridesmaids? I'm not worried about the bride.
The bridesmaids, of course, they'll be wearing solid color. Of course.
They're not going to have camo. They're not going to have cheetah.
I'm not a bridesmaid, and I'm not wearing camo. It's subtle cheetah.
No, it's not. It's full on cheetah.
You haven't even seen
it. It's lock her up at the zoo,
you
cheetah.
You have not seen it.
She's going to roll in. With a little handbag and a puppy.
They're going to make me sit in a cage.
So she won't show us the picture, and since she won't show us the picture, I found it.
No, yeah, you found not the right picture.
No, it's up on Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
Can't stand you.
And anybody who doesn't think I'm telling the truth, I'm blocking you. From the radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Happy birthday to Taylor Swift, who celebrates today. She's 30, yeah. So. Big story on Taylor Swift. She accepted the Woman of the Decade Award for Billboard. And it was a pretty sweet deal because she really talked about how over the course of the last 10 years she's had to grow as an artist, of course, but more so as a person because, you know, at first she was kind of Taylor Swift with the curls singing country, and then she realized for some reason she was getting backlash. And she kind of detailed that last night when she accepted the Woman of the Decade Award, and here's what Taylor said in a very empowering speech last night.
And now I realize that this is just what happens to a woman in music if she achieves success or power beyond people's comfort level. I now have come to expect that with good news comes some sort of pushback, but I didn't know that then. So then I decided that I would be the only songwriter on my third album, Speak Now, and that I would tour constantly, work on my vocals every day, and perfect my stamina in a live show. I decided I would be what they said I couldn't be. I didn't know then that soon enough people would decide on something else I wasn't quite doing right, and then the circle would keep going on and rolling along, and I would keep accommodating, overcorrecting in an effort to appease my critics.
This is Taylor Swift.
They're saying I'm dating too much in my 20s. Okay, I'll stop. I'll just be single for years. Now they're saying my album Red is filled with too many breakup songs. Okay, I'll make one about moving to New York and deciding that really my life is more fun with just my friends. Oh, they're saying my music is changing too much for me to stay in country music. All right. Okay, here's an entire genre shift and a pop album called 1989. Oh, you heard it? Sick. Now it's that I'm showing you too many pictures of me with my friends. Okay. I can stop doing that too. Now I'm actually a calculated manipulator rather than a smart businesswoman. Okay, I'll disappear from public view for years. Now I'm being cast as a villain to you. Okay, here's an album called Reputation, and there are lots of snakes everywhere. In the last 10 years, I have watched as women in this industry are criticized and measured up to each other and picked at for their bodies, their romantic lives, their fashion. Or have you ever heard someone say about a male artist, I really like his songs, but I don't know what it is. There's just something about him I don't like.
It's a really empowering speech. It's Taylor Swift accepting Billboard's Woman of the Decade. And you can check out the entire 15-minute speech on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Got your gossip on Rihanna. So Amazon just spent $25 million to make sure they're the ones that own the rights to a documentary about Rihanna. So the director's name is Peter Berg, and apparently he's been working on this project since 2017. He's actually been traveling and working with Rihanna since 2012. So he has all this footage and video of her. But in a recent interview, he talked about some of the amazing places that he and Rihanna had traveled to, and also mentioned that there was one big traumatic moment that they experienced together, and I think that that's going to be on the documentary. So a release date has not been announced. They don't have a title for it, but again, Rihanna landing a big documentary deal with Amazon.
I have an idea for the title. I mean, it's all about her and her job and all that stuff.
Work.
How'd you know?
Just had an idea.
Yeah, I like Rihanna. Kind of different, kind of a bad girl of pop. That should be a fun deal to watch. Also, speaking of fun to watch, if you're a fan of The Office, Michael Scott had an alter ego, and he wanted to create a script for a show. Michael Scarn was his alias. Threat Level Midnight was the name of the movie he wanted to create and release. And there was an episode, I believe it was season 7, where we got to see a little bit of Threat Level Midnight. And probably, I don't know how many minutes of it, maybe 5 or 6 minutes in the episode. Y'all, there's 24 minutes of footage, and it's finally made its way online. If you would like to see the full movie, Threat Level Midnight, Michael Scarn. It's Michael Scott from The Office as Michael Scarn. It's up, and it's funny. And it's on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So there's a guy in Toronto who wanted to quit his job at Starbucks. He had worked there for a number of years and he was fed up with working there. So he decided that he wanted to go in front of the staff and in front of the people inside the coffee shop, the restaurant, and quit in front of everyone. Now, this guy is a musician, so he did this in song.
So you're saying he's creative.
He's creative. We have had to make some creative edits on what he said in public. But imagine, you're sitting there in the store and you hear someone quit like this.
Dear manager, I've been working here for so long. I've got something that I want to tell you. So I thought I would sing a song. I don't want to work for someone who treats their employees like
All right.
I found a way better job.
All right.
Today was my last day. I know I've got like 10 more shifts to work, but I'm not gonna show up to them anyway. And it feels so good to say,
he's happy. It's catchy, right?
I'm gonna miss my coworkers, my lovely customers, but you can take that time that you tried to get the company to fire me for something you told me to do, or that time when I said I wanted to work towards a promotion, but you laughed in my face and said I'm never getting a promotion, and shove it up your large bum hole. Sorry, venti bum hole.
Bum is what he's saying.
Because I quit.
It's a pretty big way to quit if you're a barista, I guess. So there you go. That's the way you go out. You go down swinging right there.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So reading this deal about reading. And a lot of times I'll say, hey, when's the last time you read a book? And Kelly's going to say, oh, I read one last week.
I will say that.
And I'm sitting here like, wait, I don't really see you as the sit-down reader.
Because you know I never have that kind of time.
Right. But she'll still tell people she reads books.
Because I do.
She's just a liar.
I'm not a liar. Why? I do read books. I just listen to...
Do you read
to
the television?
No, I listen to...
Do you read the radio?
No.
Do you read music?
Actually, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do read music.
You don't read music. When you
Piano
hear it, you're...
music.
Okay. Are you a pianist?
No, I am not. I'm not.
So anyway, audiobooks are popular right now. What?
Audiobooks, that's how I read.
But that's not reading. Only 27% of people think that counts as reading.
Let me tell
you. Do you realize that means that there's 73% who don't think that counts as reading?
It doesn't matter because there's people like me that have ADD or ADHD, or you're in your car or you're getting ready. And the people that actually, like if you're reading a biography or if it, let's say it's a memoir or something like that, the people that you're actually reading about are the ones that are telling the story. It's so much more interesting and entertaining.
So you believe if you listen to the book, you're reading the book.
I believe that 150%.
Well, then why don't you just say you're listening to a book? Does that sound funny?
It sounds weird.
So earlier this morning, I was listening to a book.
Yeah. I guess I need to say listening to an audiobook.
Maybe that's the way to do it, because you're really not reading.
Well.
So anyway, 27% of people agree with her. That means the majority of us don't.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are this adorable couple. I think most of us enjoy seeing them together. It's like they're polar opposites. They're so different, yet somehow they click so well.
Yeah.
But will they click in music? We have a brand new duet from Blake and Gwen. It's called Nobody But You, and here's what it sounds like. Listen to the full song, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. It's called Nobody But You. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
A lot of people are going to be excited that Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn is coming out with a solo album. Looks like it's coming out January 10th. It's called Redone. And he did a cover of Eric Clapton's song, Wonderful Tonight. Here's what it sounds like.
I love this song.
Wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup, brushes her long blonde hair, and then she asks me, do I look all right? And I say, yes, you look wonderful tonight.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, he says this is a passion project for him, and if you put together a group of songs that defines the soundtrack of his life, this is basically what it's going to sound like. So you can listen to the full song. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Thomas Rhett has announced his Center Point Road Tour for 2020. The closest date appears to be St. Louis on July 17th. So Thomas also made an appearance on Late Night with Stephen Colbert, and he did his new song, Notice, off of the Center Point Road album. Here's what the song sounded like live with Colbert.
Yeah, it's been a hard year. You say that I don't hear all the words you're saying, and it makes you miss me even when you're with me. Feels like something's broken. I know I've been acting easily distracted. You wish I could focus. You think that I don't notice how you brush your hair out of your green eyes. When you drink red wine, the way you smile when you try to be the truth. If I don't notice all the songs you sing underneath your breath, you still tear up at a beat sunset, and you dance just like you're the only one in the room. If I don't notice, but I.
I like that.
That's cute.
He also has a lot more hair now on top and on his
beard. I was
going to
say he looks kind of fluffy.
Yeah, you can check it out. The new video, Thomas Rhett doing Notice on Colbert. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can go and find out about Kelly and her cheetah dress. So Kelly's going to a wedding, and she told me this morning she wants to upstage the entire place.
I did not say that.
Because a lot of times what you do when you go to a wedding is you try to wear a more elaborate dress than the bride.
No, that is not true. None of that happened. Everyone, please go back and listen to the podcast and see what a liar Brandon is.
So Cruella De Kelly is going to walk into the wedding tonight, and...
I'm not wearing a Dalmatian dress.
You can find out about that on today's podcast. We also talk about how my son, Kai, got into a lot of trouble, but I thought it was really funny what he was doing. It was very creative, and it involves the Alexa device. We get into that on today's show. We also talk about the toys that we thought were awesome as kids, and like we gave them so much time and love that our kids just they don't understand.
They don't get it.
Like they don't get it. They think they're lame. We talk about that. We talk about the Starbucks barista who quit. Like he went out in a blaze of glory. And if I ever quit, I think I'm going to quit the same way. We talk about audiobooks. Kelly thinks that she's reading if she hears something.
I am.
You love the way I can twist all this.
Yes.
So it's all on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, and the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. You can check it out in all of those places or go to your Alexa device and say, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Kelly, what's on TV this weekend?
We've got a lot. So tonight, Mario Lopez serves as this year's Grand Marshal of the 88th Annual Hollywood Christmas Parade. Okay. Tonight, also mid-season finales, The Blacklist, Hawaii 5-0, and Magnum P.I. Also tonight on CMT, Gavin DeGraw performs with Chris Young on CMT Crossroads.
Awesome.
Yep. Tomorrow, Scarlett Johansson hosts Saturday Night Live with Niall Horan is being the musical guest. Yes, I'm getting mixed up.
Okay.
And on Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Buffalo Bills. Also Sunday night, mid-season finales include The Simpsons, Bless the Hearts, Bob's Burgers, and Family Guy.
Hope you guys have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you back here Monday morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.